Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Mike Haas, voice of the New Orleans Saints. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Noah. Happy New Year to you.
Mike, same to you, Mike. Let's first talk in context of one of your other positions. You work for ASM, and I just want to congratulate you and the organization for pulling off the Sugar Bowl and making that transition. I know there were a lot of moving parts as a result of the horrific events of the situation on Bourbon Street.
No, I thank you, and we appreciate it. And yes, the LSED and ASM, you know, Sugar Bowl, ESPN, I mean, you're a lot of moving parts, and a lot of people that are, you know, going, wait, today's Friday, January 3rd? You know, so... But then as soon as we walked in this morning, I opened up my computer, bang, it's the Super Bowl logo. And, you know, the transition doesn't last long. It's into Super Bowl and getting ready for that. So it's a lot of work by a lot of great people in the city.
I had Jeff Hundley on the show at 10 o'clock this morning, and I said, in living up to the, the history of the Sugar Bowl, it was kind of a crazy game last night.
Yeah, you know, I think when all is said and done, people look at the 50th and the 75th and the 100th, you know, that's coming up for them. But though the 91st All-State Sugar Bowl will always have kind of a special place in people's hearts. And then, you know, people that might have come to the game that weren't going to, or watched the game that weren't going to, that, you know, impacted by watching the game and the pregame and all that went on, and the people who were in town who stayed. It was an emotional day. I mean, it was an emotional 2 days, you know, when you think about it. So I think there was so much that went on that was positive beyond the first, right? I mean, there's just a lot of things that went on that what this city and state and region and Superdome and everybody could do. I think you're right. It was, you know, the game itself was kind of, you know, they look at the final score, you go, it wasn't really that, you know, but it had some moments. End of the second quarter, you know, but if you left early to go get something like for halftime and you missed the end of the second quarter, and maybe you're a little late coming back and you missed the kickoff of the third quarter, you missed a couple of big plays there.
The biggest parts of the game in about 90 seconds, right?
I mean, exactly. Separated by, you know, 45 minutes or halftime. But you're right. Yeah, those two plays really, you know, put Notre Dame in position to walk out of the building. And then their defense, man, was just stifling.
And as you pointed out, the transition immediate, right? I mean, the close of the Sugar Bowl, and we're now counting the hours to the Super Bowl.
Right. I mean, they're still the Sugar Bowl is moving out. That's because we have, you know, move ins and move outs for different events. But yeah, I mean, it's kind of you know, it's, for us, it's not a transition because we've been dealing and talking and meetings with the NFL for 2 years, and then you know every and then within a year every month, and then within every week, and you know they're moving in on Monday. So yeah, it's kind of visually. It's kind of like boom, all right, Super Bowl next up, you know, on deck. But for us inside the building, it's been, you know, it's Friday, January 3rd, and we've moved on to the next event.
Yeah. So, Mike, the last game of the NFL season this Sunday for the Saints, they take on the Tampa Bay Bucks. The game has some heightened importance. Tampa Bay wins, they go to the playoffs.
Yeah, I agree with Coach Rizzi on this one. You know, when you want this game to matter, right? You know, you want to get, if this were, it didn't mean anything to either team, which, you know, it would be, you know, just tough. So Tampa, you're right. You know, they, you know, win and they're in. They control, you know, the situation. They can actually lose if Atlanta would lose to Carolina, but nobody expects that. But so, yeah, I mean, they're playing good football. They're at the right time. They seem to have a ton of weapons. I mean, if you just look at the numbers, it's a little mind-boggling when you go, my gosh, I mean, how is this, you know, their offense, you know, we talk about top 20, top 10, you know, their offense is top five, you know, pretty much across the board, you know, for a team that's not in the playoffs, right? That's pretty impressive.
And with a quarterback that no one thought he would really be still around over there, right? He was kind of viewed as, I guess, transitional, for lack of a better term. I'm not sure how you refer to
Well, that. He kind of, you know, Baker kind of resurrected his career, I think, and kind of going to the Rams as he did and playing kind of short notice. And he showed you enough. And so it was a flyer. The Tampa took out a flyer on Baker. His first contract was nothing, right? And they're like, oh, you know, what do we got to lose? Right, he was still young. I mean, he's only in his seventh year. He's the former number one pick overall. In fact, he turns 30 next April, so he'd be 30 in 2025. So, yeah, I mean, it's like they, because financially, didn't cost him a lot. Weren't sure they'd seen a spark of what he could do. You know, he's Baker, right? You know, he's got 39 touchdowns, got 15 picks, but he leads the NFL, 13 fumbles, right? He's just Baker. He's kind of Brett Favre-ish. He's going to gunsling it and go out there and make a lot of phenomenal plays. Sometimes he might make the wrong decision, but for the most part, he has been what has fueled their offense, you know, resurgence. You know, Todd Bowles is more of a defensive guy, but man, their offense is very, very, and they've drafted well. They run the ball, right? I mean, does anybody know? You know, we've played them, of course, week six, so we know Bucky Irving. I don't know if the rest of the world knows, you know, that the, you know, rookie out of Oregon has 1,000 yards this season. So he's been, you know, he's a fourth rounder. So they're pretty complete team playing well. So this is a good, really good test for the Saints to keep evaluating, because that's really the mode they're in, and you want to do so against a team that cares. If not, your evaluation has an asterisk by it.
So for Spencer Rattler, obviously this is I think a big game in many ways for him moving into the next season, right?
Right. I mean, he got his first start against Tampa in week six. He was 22 of 40 for 243, touchdown, had a couple of picks. But yeah, you know, what you really want, unfortunately, because I think this is the tall task, what you really want him to get is a win. Right? He's 0-5 as a starter, 0-6 in the games that he's played, because he came in at halftime of the Washington games. He really just kind of, I think, from just a confidence and for him to get a W, right? And so, but unfortunately, that W has to come in Tampa against a team barreling towards the playoffs. But yeah, I think the Saints have to go into the offseason with a with a pretty good barometer and a gauge of where they are at the quarterback position. Like Derek Carr is coming back. I mean, he's going to be the quarterback, but are you going to go and do the same thing next year in your backup role? Right. Not sure, but that'll be the question. But yeah, I think it's an important game for him, just to kind of end it positively. I had the same, last week. He had one touchdown, two INTs. Now your INTs can't be more than your touchdowns. So that's, I think it is an important game for him and some others.
There's been a lot of chatter about Derek Carr really wanting to play this last game. Obviously not a smart decision to do so. Same with Alvin Kamara. Not a real smart decision to do so at this point in time in the season, right?
Right. I mean, it's just, it's what you gain. If they wanted to play, if they were really healthy and, if this were a playoff game, would I play? You want to give them some control and the ability to do so, but you also don't want to make it worse, especially if Carr, you want that to heal. You want Alvin to get 1,000. I mean, you really, you just do. But, when you weigh the pros and the cons and the big picture, it's just tough. It's a tough decision. You're saving the players from themselves.
Yeah. How do you sum this up for the Saints? I mean, overall, it's a tough game. You're going in. You got no shot at the playoffs. Last game. How do you sum it up for them overall?
For the week 18, just this game in Tampa.
Yeah.
I think this is what I'm taking. If you ask me from a Saints organization, is if I'm standing inside the building, you want to ruin Tampa's playoff chances. And I know what that means to fans out there. I know the other side of that coin, but the only thing you can do is you got to go in and win a football game. And you get to ruin their opportunity, most likely, of making the postseason and end the string of what would be 4 straight. Well, how about that? I thought we put an end to that parade. 4 straight NFC South division titles. Ruin their parade and get a W. End the season with a W. That ain't going to be easy. I mean, they are just loaded right now. But that's the NFL. You just you never know. But that's what I think. You got to finish on a positive note, and then because the off season, this off season is going to flip like Sunday night to Monday morning. It is going to be so different than it was when Sean left in 21. It's just a different situation, right? I mean, that maybe inside the building they knew early, after the season that Sean was coming back, but it didn't feel like the first couple of weeks. And then you had, Dennis Allen right there after the 21 season. And so it just kind of, smoothly progressed. Well, this, I feel, was going to be a much different situation. And so the transition from this season to the next season, that week of what this off season is going to be like, is going to be, I think, crazy, pretty chaotic. And that's another reason for, as Deuce says all the time, man, he's like, you got nothing to guarantee. Because you're going out there, you're putting your tape doesn't lie. You go out there week 18 and you're a 24-year-old in your third year and you think you got the world, at your feet and you got to go produce. Nothing's guaranteed next year.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get 4 free when you buy 6. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different?
With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most.
Whether it's reactions,
matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about.
Your football talk, your way.
Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
That has to be a little harrowing for players, too, right? I know you talk to a lot of players all the time, not knowing who the leader is going to be, right? The uncertainty of
I mean, I think that'll take care of itself fairly quickly. Because I mean, when the players, their off season, man, they got it. You know, they're off. They're done. Their body's got to heal. Their mind's got to heal. And so, you know, the direction that the team's going to go in, you know, top to bottom, you know, they'll adjust. I mean, the question becomes, you know, what roster changes are made after, right? The new regime comes in, what new coaches, you know, who stays, whatever, you know, I believe that, you know, Coach Rizzi is going to get, you know, an interview and a fair shake, but who knows? I don't know. What happens immediately after that'll be kind of, I mean, look what happened in the day after Coach Rizzi became the head coach. I mean, you're talking about change,
yeah.
Right? If a new guy is hired and comes in, and you know, who knows what kind of situation you'll be facing with the roster, with the coaches, with anybody. So it's I think that's the hardest part is dealing with the unsettledness of something you don't control. That's tough.
Interestingly, obviously the Saints had the opportunity to keep a lot of the coaching staff intact when they moved from, you know, Sean to Dennis Allen. And over a period of time, Sean ended up taking some folks from the coaching staff. It seems to me that you think that happens again or no? I don't think that those stars are lining up that way this time.
Yeah, it's hard to. You're right. I mean, I agree. I always have said, like, well, Sean wanted out. He had a year on his contract left. He wanted out. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to go in it. And the 21 season, I think, was just probably the best coaching job he did in the whole time he was here. How about that? Right?
Yeah.
9-8. They have four different quarterbacks, four different kickers, and they finished 9-8 and, you know, nearly made the playoffs. And so we're going to fire all his staff because he decides he's going to leave with a year left on his contract. And so, I felt like if you like the coaches and they agree with your scheme, and, you know, they certainly didn't, it wasn't, you're right, a cleaning house situation. And obviously the defensive coordinator was on board with many of those guys. He'd been, you know, with them, working with them. So, you know, I supported Sean taking Zach. I mean, I was big for that one. I enjoyed that move. But other than that, I thought keeping the coaches around was good.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it'll be interesting to see. It'll be I'll be watching that game for sure. I just hope we come through the game injury-free and no big, you know, issues for much of anybody, and win.
I'm not sure there's anybody left to get hurt. Who? I mean, you know, there's like, it's. I mean, when you go back and look through it, and I'm doing so now. I mean, you look at when these guys left: Paulson Adebo in Week 7, and Week 6 for Shaheed and Taysom, and all these guys. It's not like they've been out for the last couple of games. They've been out since October.
Yeah.
So it's been a challenge.
Yeah, absolutely, for sure. Well, we will be listening to you, Mike Haas, voice of the New Orleans Saints. Thank you so much for joining us today. Keep up the great work. Last Sunday for you for a while, right?
Yeah, for a little while. But, look forward to it. Deuce and I, and we have a good time, and appreciate everybody listening. And let's just finish on a big note. Finish on a good note. But I appreciate it. Thanks.
Absolutely. All righty. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. When we come back, we'll visit with Walt Leger, President and CEO of New Orleans & Company. Stay with us.